Second Chronicles chapter 20, I'm reading from verse 1, and then I'll skip and we'll read some more different places. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side, Syria, and behold, they be in Hazion Tamar," which is Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast. Well, that's a word right there you don't hear very often. Yeah, a fast throughout all Judah, and Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Then look at verse 14. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Everybody say, thank God. For the Holy Ghost. That's what happened. The Holy Ghost fell on him in the midst of the congregation, and he prophesied. And he said, "Hearken, ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto thee, unto you, be not afraid, nor be dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, the battle belongs to the Lord. The battle is not yours, but God. Tomorrow go ye down against them. And he tells them where they're coming by. And then he says in verse 17, "You shall not need to fight in this battle." Woo! Glory to God. "Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord." Oh, hallelujah. Verse 22, "And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another." Oh, glory to God. "And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude. There were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, they found among them abundance, both rich," everybody say, "riches, with the dead bodies and precious jewels." Everybody say, "precious jewels," "which they stripped off them for themselves." Everybody say, "for themselves." What does that mean? I'll just say this. What that means is when God prospers you, he does prosper you to be a blessing. But God intends for you to be blessed as well. Amen. Somebody said, "I'm just love to give. I give everything I got." Look, God wants you to be blessed by your harvest. Yes. So when he blesses you and your harvest comes in, keep some for yourself. Sure. The Bible says they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Woo! Glory to God. Father, we thank you for this word today. We believe it is a word from heaven today, God. We believe that you're speaking a word to us, God, and we thank you for it. It's a life-changing word. It's a word of faith, God, that will build faith, that will increase faith, that will release your anointing today to receive everything you've promised us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In our scripture reading today, we find the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and others besides them came against Jehoshaphat to battle. We could assign names to them. We could call them anything we want to because those names don't apply to us today. But we could call them financial trouble or health problems or family problems or attacks on our family, our ministry, whatever. But the point that I'm looking at today in our story, in our text, is this. They all came at once. It's one thing to fight the enemy. It's another thing when it seems like everything happens at the same time. How many's ever heard that old saying, when it rains, it pours? Sometimes it feels like that. Instead of it just being one little thing, it's like everything is coming at once. In the middle of a war zone, and the enemy is surrounding you. You turn to the east, and there he is. You turn to the west, and there's the enemy. You turn to the north, the south, and there's an enemy on every side, and there's no relief. How many's ever been in a situation like that where it seemed like there was no relief from the warfare? You love God. You serve God, doing your best to live right, read your Bible, pray, come to church, paying your tithes, sowing, honoring God, but you're in the fight of your life and don't see any sign of it letting up. And here's the thing, you engage one enemy and think, maybe I'm getting this, I'm getting the victory over this, and all of a sudden, pop, here comes up another enemy. Here comes another devil. How many knows there's more devils than one? Yeah. I mean, there's one big devil, but a lot of little devils. How many met some of them little devils? Don't look at anybody. Then here comes those people. You got to have a little fun, right?
Amen.
If you're going to a happy place, you got to have some fun on your way. And I'm not putting all my fun on hold till I get to heaven. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I'm on my way to heaven. The song says, not the Bible, the song says, I'm on my way to heaven, and the journey gets sweeter every day.
Amen.
The journey gets sweeter every day. So here comes the enemy. He's reinforced himself. And then here's the people that feel like it's their job to tell you how bad everything is. So they come to Jehoshaphat and they say, well, we don't know, Jehoshaphat, if you've really taken inventory here. But the problem, you've got big problems, Jehoshaphat. Not little problems, big problems. Well, isn't that great that we got those people that are there to tell us how bad things are? Man, thank you. I needed that because I couldn't see. And the Bible says Jehoshaphat feared. Well, that's natural. That's a natural thing. It's a supernatural force, but it's natural for us to fear when we hear a bad report. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But fear comes by hearing the evil report. Fear comes by hearing what the devil is saying. Fear comes by hearing what circumstances are saying, what the enemy is saying. And fear will open the door to sickness and disease and depression and oppression and worry and stress and confusion. Fear will steal your joy. Fear will steal your peace, and fear will bring you into bondage mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Job said in Job 3 and 25, for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me. Fear is magnetic. Fear will draw what you're fearing to you. That's why it's so important that you reject fear, that you fight against fear, that you understand the Bible says fear hath torment, but understand the Bible says God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, my mind's okay. Now look at your neighbor and say, fear not. I don't care who you are, how spiritual you are, how long you've been in church, how anointed you are, at some point in your life, friend, you will have to face off with fear. You'll have to fight the spirit of fear. People are paralyzed by fear. They're held in bondage and captivity by fear. Even Christians can find themselves a prisoner to fear.
Amen.
Now, fear has many faces. Fear has many faces. Many today live in fear of sicknesses, and some live in fear of terrorists, and some live in fear of losing their income, and some live in fear of losing their homes, and fear of losing their social security, and fear of earthquakes, and fear of tsunamis, and fear of radiation poisoning. And my goodness, it seems like every day there's something new that comes out that tries to create fear in your heart and fear in your life. There's fear of criticism. There's fear of persecution. There's fear of people judging you and what they think about you. And the only way to move forward is to conquer the spirit of fear.
Yes.
Everybody say this with me. Say, no fear,
no fear.
Here. Let me tell you something. That's a real battle. That's a real battle. You cannot give fear a place. The Bible says, give no place to the devil. Jehoshaphat feared. But he made a right choice. He turned to God. He set himself to seek the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. I want to talk to you today. This is my thought. This is why I sang that song, Speak the Word, Lord. Because one word changes everything. One word changes everything. I'm telling you, one word changes everything. He feared, but he made the right choice. He turned to God. He set himself to seek the Lord. He proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Let me say this to you, friends. God gave us, his children, his church, everything we need to be victorious in life. He gave us everything we need to advance the kingdom of God. The weapons of our warfare are not weak. They're mighty. They're powerful through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You have mighty weapons. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Say, you're more powerful than you think. You're more powerful than you think. Your weapons are powerful. They're effective. They are they will bring the victory, but you've got to use them. You've got to use them. It doesn't matter how effective they are, how powerful they are. If you don't pick them up, they're useless as far as you are concerned, as far as I'm concerned. Many times we lose battles not because the enemy is greater or smarter or has the advantage. Many times we lose battles because we fail to pick up our weapons and we fail to utilize what God has made available to us. The first thing Jehoshaphat does is he launches the weapon of prayer and fasting. Fasting is a multiplier. It multiplies the power of prayer. It multiplies the effect of prayer. If you're serious about a breakthrough in your life, then consider getting serious about fasting. Isaiah 58:6 says the power of the fast is this. It will loose the bonds of wickedness. It will undo heavy burdens. Let the oppressed go free. And it will empower you to break yokes. Look at somebody say, that's power. Jehoshaphat did something that a lot of us are too proud to do. He cried to the Lord. There's something in a cry that's powerful. I know it's hard to get to that point. We don't want to cry to the Lord. I'm telling you. I can remember when I was really, really, really sick. And this word came to me about crying to the Lord. And I prayed to the Lord, but I didn't like the idea of crying. And I'm not talking about crying where tears ran down my face. I'm talking about the idea of crying out to God in a helpless fashion. I just didn't like that. It went against the grain for me. It's just like, that's just like saying I'm weak or something. And I just didn't like it. It didn't feel right. I didn't want to do it. And then I went through the Bible and I started finding places where they cried unto the Lord. And then I started thinking, I thought, God, I have a choice here. Either I can get rid of my pride and cry, or I can die. Well, that's not a big choice. It's not a big selection. It's not a big multiple choice, you know. But I was headed that way real fast. And so laying there in my bedroom, because that's where I'd go most of the time, and I would try to go and pray, but most of the time I would just go to sleep because my body was so weak and I couldn't even pray. And so I'd go in there and start to pray, and I'd fall asleep. But this word kept coming up in my spirit, and all of a sudden I just said, okay, God. I said, here it is. And I started crying. God, I need you. I need help. If you don't touch me, I'm going to die. If you don't heal me, I'm going to die. If you don't work a miracle in my life, I'm going to die. I need you, God, and I can't do it myself. I can't help myself. I can't heal myself. I need a miracle. Amen. I didn't like that. I did not like that. I'm going to tell you something. There's something about us that don't like crying that way. We don't like having to admit that we can't do it. But when I did that, something happened. God began to answer. God began to move in my behalf. The Bible says in Psalm 7:11-13, they rebelled against his words. They contemned the counsel of the Most High. He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down. There was none to help. Then something happened. They cried unto the Lord in their troubles, and He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of their darkness and the shadow of death, and He broke their bands asunder. And it all happened when they cried out for help. Sometimes, friend, you just got to get rid of the pride, and you just got to cry. Never be too proud to cry to God for help. What seems like weakness is really strength. And then the Bible says at this point, the Spirit of the Lord comes upon Jehaziel, and he begins to prophesy, thus saith the Lord. Oh, I'm so glad for a thus saith the Lord. I'm so glad for a word from God. I don't care what the banker says, what the doctor says, what the lawyer says. I want to know, what is God saying? I got to know, is there a word from God? Because I know this, one word from God changes everything. You may have a book report, a report from the doctor that's that thick. You may have a report from the banker that's that thick. You may have a report from the gainsayer, the negative one that's that thick, but one word from God is all it takes to change the whole situation and turn the whole thing around, because there's power in the Word of God. One word changes everything. One word. One word. Oh, Rita Labo Katalabahaya. One word changes everything. One word from God will make you unsinkable. One word from God will make you unbeatable. One word from God will make you unshakable. One word from God will turn famine into plenty, sickness into health, weakness into strength, drought into flood, nothing into too much. One word from God will open closed doors. One word from God will set the captives free. All you need is a word, my friend. One word from God changes everything. Woo! Shilalalabashata. Jesus said to the centurion, he said, I'll come to your house. I'll heal your servant. The centurion said, you don't even have to come to my house. All you've got to do is speak the word. If you'll just speak the word, that's all that needs to happen. Just send the word, and I know my servant will be healed. Oh, lift your hands and thank God for the word. Amen. Lift your hands and praise Him right now. Say, thank God for the word. Thank God for the word. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Now I want you to look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, look at him real good and say, neighbor. Say, one word changes everything. One word changes everything. One word changes everything. Jehoshaphat said, believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. This is what the prophet says. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. Believe his prophets. So shall you prosper. I'm grateful for prophets. I'm thankful for every ministry in the body of Christ. I'm grateful for people that walk and live in the presence of God and will hear from heaven. Will hear a word from God. Because there's a time, friend, there's a time when you need a word from God. There's a time. There's a time. I've seen people walk into churches, and I've seen people walk into churches, and I knew, and I've been there before when others have spoken a word to them. I've been there when God used me to speak a word to them. But I've seen them walk into church, and some of them walk in with a spirit of suicide on them, and if they didn't get a word, they were going to kill themselves. Let me tell you something. There's power in a word. And when you get desperate, God will give you a word. When you get desperate, oh God, He will give you a word. Right in the midst of the darkest place of your life, that word will come to you. And that word will speak to you. And that word will be a lifeline to you. What did the prophet say? Oh, let me tell you something. God's word and His word to you is not always what you expected to hear. He gave them a ridiculous instruction. They're coming out against them like a multitude against a few little grasshoppers is what they look like in comparison There was a multitude of them, multitudes of them, and they were just a few little sheep. And the Bible says that the instruction he gave them was, go out and meet them. Go out and meet them. I would think the instruction would be, go hide. Hide thyself by the brook. Use your brain. Don't be stupid. There's too many. No, not with God. So he says, go out tomorrow and meet them. But then he comes back and he says, but you're not going to have to fight in this battle. This battle is the Lord's. Oh, Yedabo shot. Every natural impulse was run away, hide in the caves. But God's instruction was go meet them head on. And Jehoshaphat, the Bible says, appointed praisers and singers to praise the Lord and the beauty of his holiness. And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and they were smitten. And they began to turn on each other, and they began to kill each other. What are you trying to say? Praise confuses the devil. Pray, Allah, Basha. If you want to drive the devil crazy when you're going through your trial and your fire, just lift up your hands and lift up your voice and begin to bless the Lord and begin to praise God and give him glory and give him honor right in the middle of the fire. Oh, hallelujah. It drives the devil crazy. It breaks up the enemy's lines of communication. It sends confusion through their ranks. When the children of Israel began to praise God, it brought total confusion into the ranks of the enemies. Their rank and file, their strategy, their order completely demolished and destroyed. And they started killing each other. Oh, wow. See, some of us have never understood the power of praise. Praise is a weapon. Praise is a weapon. Praise is not just something I do when God does something for me and I go, praise the Lord. God did something for me. Praise the Lord. God blessed me. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. But that's just a response to the goodness of God. But praise is a weapon, because when I get in the middle of my battle, in the middle of my fire, and I pull out the weapon of praise, oh, it's powerful. It's powerful. Because the devil, that's a sneak attack from the devil. Because he don't expect you to praise God when you're going through your fire. He don't expect you to praise God. He expects you to do like Job's wife. Why don't you curse God and die? Just go ahead and curse him and get it over with. Just go ahead and tell him, kill me, get rid of me, I don't care, whatever, just get rid of it, just do it. Just do it and do it now. No. But when you begin to praise God, it confuses the devil, because he expected you to complain. He expected you to murmur. He expected you to cry. Oh, I'm not telling you I haven't cried. I'm not telling you I haven't wondered. I'm not telling you I haven't shed tears. But what I'm telling you is I learned how to pull out the weapon of praise. And I learned how to praise through tears. I learned how to praise when my body was aching. I learned how to praise when I didn't see nothing good inside. I learned how to praise when the doctor's report wasn't good. I learned how to praise because praise is the voice of faith. And when I praise God, I'm releasing faith. And when I praise God, I'm exercising faith. And when I praise God, why is it so powerful? Because God inhabits the praise of his people. And when you begin to praise God, God gets in the middle of your praise. When you begin to praise God, praise goes to the root of the problem. Praise goes to the foundation of the jailhouse, and it shakes the jailhouse off of its foundation. Oh, Kandolaboshata. Come on and bless him in this house. Come on, stand to your feet in this house. Come on, stand to your feet right now. Fill this atmosphere with praise. Fill this house with praise. I feel something getting ready to happen. I have more message, but I feel God is changing. I feel God says it's time to praise him. It's time to bless him. It's time to lift him up. It's time to go into warfare. It's time to pull out the weapon of praise. I don't feel like it, but I'm going to praise.
hard right now. I don't feel like it, but I'm going to praise you. I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to bless you. We're doing warfare, my brother. We're doing warfare, my sister. We're doing warfare right now. It's so poor of us, son of Messiah. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, keep on, keep on. Keep on praising. We're pushing back darkness. We're pushing back sickness. We're pushing back fear. We're pushing back depression. We're pushing it back. I praise you, Lord. I lift you up. I glorify you. I magnify you. I exalt you, Lord. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. There's no one like you. You are holy. You are mighty. There's no sickness that can stand before you. There's no disease that can stand before you. There's no devil that can stand before you. There's no adversary that can stand before you. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Shalalalabaka. Shalalalalalalaka. Shatalalalalaya. Ikaralalalabosha. Shalalalalalalalaka. Silalalabaka. Oh, I feel it in this house. I feel it in this house. I feel something is happening. Something is happening. I feel it. It's like an earthquake tremor. It's deep. It's not on the surface. It's deep. It's deep. Praise goes to the deep. Praise goes to the foundation. Praise goes to the root of it. Praise attacks the root of it. Oh yes, it's like a rumble. It's like a rumble. It's starting deep, but it's working its way to the surface. It's working its way to the surface. It's coming to the surface. Hallelujah. I got a word from God. Set yourself. This battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord's. Lord, what is my part in this battle? Praise me. Praise me. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I'm going to praise you in the song. I'm going to praise you laying down. I'm going to praise you, Lord, because you're worthy. Yes. Yadaboshai. Oh. Oh, Yadabai. Adalalala kai yatamagata. For do not fear, saith the Lord, though the enemies surround thee on every side. And though there are great adversaries to your faith, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Stand strong today, knowing that God is for you. Knowing that if I am for you, said the Lord, then it doesn't matter who's against you. Stand strong in the Lord. Be strong in my anointing and in my word, saith God. For today I have brought my word to you, saith the Lord. For you are my children, and I will fight for you, saith the Lord. If you will worship me, if you will praise me, if you will lift me up, if you will magnify me before your enemies, saith God, you shall see that I will come forth, and I will fight for you, and I will arrange great victories for you. And you shall stand, saith the Lord, and you shall look upon the enemy's confused face, and you shall say, surely the Lord is in this place. And surely the Lord is fighting my battles. And surely the Lord is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you always feel like it? No way. Does it make sense? No, absolutely. The fact is, most of the time, when you pull out the weapon of praise, it seems like the most illogical, unlogical, unsensible, ridiculous thing to do. Reminding me of my grandmother when she was out hanging her clothes and the wind blew all of a sudden and all the clothes went down in the dirt. Clothesline. She said, "Praise the Lord." I'm like, what's wrong with my grandma? What? I was like, I'm talking to my dad. I said, "Dad, why does she say praise the Lord when the clothes fall in the dirt?" He said, "She's just saying thank you, Jesus, anyway. Praise the Lord, you're still good." Amen. Yes, my clothes fell in the dirt, but I still got clothes and they can be washed.
Amen.
And I'll put them up again. Praise the Lord, because he's worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Do my circumstances diminish him? No. Does my dilemma diminish his goodness? No. Did he promise you? You know, it'd be one thing, dear friend, it'd be one thing if God said to you when you came to him, you'll never have another problem, and you'll never have another sickness, and you'll never be attacked by the devil, and you'll never struggle, and you'll never go through hard places. That'd be one thing, because when you got in the problem, you could shake your fist at God and say, You said I would never have problems anymore. You said I would never get sick anymore. You said I would never have financial problems. I would never have marriage problems. You said I'd never have a child that got on drugs. You said I'd never have a child that rebelled against me and didn't want to have nothing to do with it. You said, and you could shake your fist in God's face and tell him you said, but he never did. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out. He said, you will walk through the fire, but you won't be burnt. He said, neither will the flame kindle upon you. He said, you will pass through the rivers, but they will not overflow you. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. Friend, there's something. There is a table in the presence of your enemies. And I believe in my heart that praise spreads the table.
Yes. Right.
That praise prepares the table. Right in the presence of your enemies. What are you going to do when you get the banker's bad report? I'm going to praise God. What are you going to do when you get that doctor's bad report? I'm going to praise God. What are you going to do when that lawyer says there's nothing I can do? I can't help you. You don't have enough money. I'm going to praise God. What are you going to do? I'm going to praise God. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. Friend, it doesn't really take a whole lot of faith to praise God when everything is going wonderful.
Yes.
It just kind of erupts out of your mouth. Well, praise the Lord!
Yes.
But when you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, and when you don't really know how it's going to turn out. The three Hebrew children came to that fiery furnace. They said, we don't know. We don't know if we're going to come out the other side or not. But we do know this. We're not going to worship your image. We're not going to worship the gods that image represents. We're going to worship the one, the true, and the only living God.
Amen.
And you can put us in that fire. And God is going to deliver us out of that fire one way or the other.
That's a hard place to come to. So what am I going to do? I'm going to bless him. I'm going to praise him. Am I enjoying it? No. Did I ask for it? No. Would I ask for it again? No. What are you going to do? I'm going to praise him.
Yes.
Why? Because he's worthy.
Amen.
And here's what he says. If you'll praise me, I'll fight for you.
Yeah.
If you praise me, I'll get in the midst of it. If you'll praise me, I'll go to the root of the problem and to the foundation of the problem, and I'll shake it loose from the foundation, and I'll bring freedom, and I'll bring liberty. Hallelujah. Can you just lift your hands one more time today and praise him? Come on, just lift your hands and honor him today in this house. Some of you are going through some hard places. I know that. I had a different message. I had a word from God about being at war, but God said, no, there's a different need in the house today. There's a different need in the house today. I'm asking right now for those that are in this house, they said, Pastor, this word was for me. I'm going through some places. I'm going through some hard. I want you to come. Come on, come quick. Pastor, this word was for me. I know I needed this word today. I'm struggling. I'm fighting some battles. I'm being attacked in my mind. I'm being attacked in my emotions. My family's being attacked. My body's being attacked. My finances are under attack. It's just like you said in the beginning. It seems like they're on every side. It seems like the enemies are coming at me from every angle. They're just coming at me. And they're attacking me. Now, if you're not standing here in front of me for this prayer, then I want you to come up around these people that are and get close to them if you can. And let's lift them up today. Let's lift them up today. One of the most powerful things that happened in my life was when I was going through that hardest place. It took me a while to get rid of my pride enough to let anybody know what I was dealing with. But when I was 100 pounds soaking wet, people began to realize and I couldn't hide it anymore. And so I began to invite people into my world to pray for me and pray with me. And it was one of the best things that I could have done, because their strength began to flow toward me. I began to feel the strength of their prayers and their intercession. Friend, it works. It works. Pray one for another. Bear ye one another's burdens. So fulfill the law of Christ. Love one another. Bear one another's burdens. Lift each other up. Because we're in this together. Heavenly Father, reach over, take somebody by the hand if you will. We're closing the gap. We're unifying. We're a family. Father, I pray today. Oh, God. First of all, Lord, I come in the name of Jesus against this attack mentally, emotionally, that attack the hearts and the emotions of your people to try to make them feel hopeless and make them feel that there's no hope. I come against you, Satan. I come against you, spirit of fear that's trying to push your way in. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Lord, I lift up my brothers and sisters to you today. Lord, as we have praised you today, God, we believe that you have stepped into our situation. As we have praised you today, God, we believe that there is something going. Your power is going to the root of the problem. Your power is going to the foundation of the problem. We're lifting you up today, Lord. We're magnifying you. We're glorifying you. I'm lifting up my brothers and my sisters to you today. Lord, I pray for their strength. I pray for their mental, emotional strength. I pray for their spiritual man, Lord, to be strengthened with all might according to your glorious power in the inner man. We're not in this alone.
We're in this together, Lord. We're a body ministry, Lord. And we loose and release your anointing right now, Lord, to lift up, to encourage, to strengthen every single one, Lord, that's in the midst of a battle, that's in the midst of a struggle, that's going through warfare right now. He's covered. Let the strength of God, let the power of God, let the life of God, let it flow now in the name of Jesus. Let that lifting power, let that encouraging power of the Holy Spirit begin to flow their way now in the name of Jesus. Let them feel, Lord, right now in their inner man, in their soul, in their emotions, in their spirit. Let them feel the lifting of the Holy Spirit. Let them feel the strength of God beginning to flow their way. Oh, I bind any discouragement, Lord, any worry, Lord, any fear that would try to come upon your people, any anxiety, any stress, God. Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you're lifting up. We thank you that you're encouraging, Lord. We thank you that your spirit is lifting us up above the shadows. Lord, we might be walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but you're lifting us up. Your spirit is lifting us up. We're being energized today. Lord, I thank you for fresh anointing and new strength in his life today, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you are enough. Your presence is enough, Lord. It goes to the root. It goes to the foundation. And it lifts us up and lifts us out. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing right now. We feel your strength. We feel your anointing. We feel your presence flowing our way. Lord, we thank you today, Lord. You're enough. You're enough, Lord. You said, I will fight your battles. You said, if I will lift you up, you will lift me up. You said, if I will lift you up, you will lift me out. Oh, I praise you today. I praise you today. I feel something in the house. I feel a release. I feel a strength. I feel an encouragement. I feel a building up. I feel an edifying of the Spirit today. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we can't do it by ourselves, my friend. We can't do it ourselves. We're not intended to do it ourselves. Jesus says, praise me. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up in front of the lawyer. Lift him up in front of the doctor. Lift him up. Lift him up in front of the devil. Let the devil see you lifting Jesus up. Let him hear you praising God.
For
this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. One of the things the devil likes to do, especially when we're going through a trial, going through a battle, is isolate us. Get us against the ropes and start beating up on us. But we're going to cut that devil off. We're not going to let the devil isolate you. I'm not going to let the devil put you up against the ropes and beat on you by yourself. We're a body. We're a family. We're an army. We're fellow soldiers. Lift you up. Pray with you. And I'm telling you, I want you to know this as your pastor. If you need me, you need me to pray with you, it doesn't matter what time it is. I'm here. I said, Pastor, I'm just going through something. I need help. I need prayer right now. I'll help you. I'll pray with you. Others in this body are prayer warriors. I'll pray with you. I'll lift you up.
We're together in this.
Yes.
And together we can make it.
Yes.
And together we're stronger.
Amen.
Together we're better. The Bible says when they went out and they praised the Lord, and this is the last thing I'm going to say. When they went out and praised the Lord, the Lord fought for them.
Yes.
And they won their battle.
Yes.
And you know, for most of us, that would be enough. Just to know the battle is over. But God is so big. And God is so awesome that I can hear God say, hey, you got the victory?
Yes.
You got the victory. He said, don't forget about the jewels. There's jewels down there too. There's some wealth down there. I don't want you to forget about that. Yes, the victory is good. The enemy is all dead. It's all good. But don't forget about the wealth. That's how good God is. God says, I don't just want to bring you out. I want to bring you out with a testimony of how good I am. That I am able to bless you even out of the midst of the greatest trial, the greatest battle you've ever faced. I will bring jewels. I will bring precious jewels. I will bring wealth and prosperity out of it. How many believe that? You know, it would be hard for me to believe it. But I've decided to believe what the Bible says, and it's in the Bible. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Let's just lift him up. Let's just praise him one more time. Father, thank you. Thank you for the abundant blessings, Lord. Thank you for the victory. This is our victory day, even our faith. Thank you that you're not only bringing us out, not only bringing us through the battle, the warfare, but there are spoils, Lord, that we're going to gather up. There are spoils, Lord. There are jewels. There are treasures. There's wealth. There's prosperity. There's a testimony that's coming out of this fire, Lord. And we thank you for it. And we praise you for it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Shake hands, five or six people, and tell them, you got a word.